You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India is over the moon and justifiably so. The successful soft landing achieved by Chandrayaan 3's Vikram lander makes the Indian Space Research Organization a first among equals. Among the four countries that have managed to land safely on the lunar surface, the US, Russia and China make up the rest of the club. India is the first to have landed on the moon's south pole. How quickly and how far India has climbed the space ladder is evident from the fact that just over a decade ago in 2011-12, when the Chandrayaan 2 mission was originally scheduled to commence, the lander and the rover were to come from Russia as India didn't have indigenous ones. The Russian lander was a version of Luna 25 that crashed onto the lunar south pole earlier this week. Up next, GIFT Nifty was flat during Thursday's early trading session at 19,504.5, indicating a tepid opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Domestic indices NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex closed in the green on Wednesday after a day of volatile trade. The blue chip Nifty 50 index settled above 19,400, breaching a key resistance level while Sensex added 200 points after erasing losses from the morning trade. The stocks to watch out for today are Reliance Industries, NHPC, Coforge, Torrent Pharma, PNG Health and Vascon Engineering. Moving on, IT major Infosys increased its average variable pay to more than 80% for the June quarter of FY24, thanking Infos Keyons for their unwavering contribution and unrelenting commitment. Similarly, Wipro also rolled out more than 81% of an average variable for the June quarter to its employees. The staff of both Bengaluru-based businesses have been informed of this. Quarterly performance bonuses will be paid to both firms' employees in August salaries. As of the June quarter of FY24, both companies had more than 5,80,000 employees. For the March quarter of FY23, Infosys had reduced its variable pay to 60%, citing global macroeconomic headwinds, and Wipro paid 80% on average. The eligible employees will receive the amount based on their individual and business units' performance. Meanwhile, the government is considering a proposal to introduce a floor price for onion exports to ensure that 40% export duty imposed last week don't lead to under-invoicing of shipments of the staple vegetables. Sources said several onion exporters on Wednesday met the officials of the Department of Consumer Affairs and urged for floor price to be fixed between $320 to $350 per ton, as declaration of lower prices in the range of $180 to $220 per ton has commenced at land borders and ports. Officials are understood to be examining the issue of fixing floor price on onion exports. Meanwhile, mandis in Nashik, the hub of the country's onion production and trade, will reopen on Thursday after 3 days of closure as traders protested against the imposition of export duty. In other developments, Shell India Private Limited, one of India's most diversified international energy companies, signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Gujarat to invest Rs 3,500 crore in the state. The MOU was signed in the presence of Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Minister of State Harsh Sangvi. As per the MOU, Shell will invest Rs 2,200 crore to set up a renewable energy generation plant in 1,200-acre land in Banaskantha district of North Gujarat. The investment will generate direct or indirect employment for more than 1,000 people. The commercial production at the plant is expected to start by 2027. The MOU signed is in line with the upcoming Vibrant Gujarat Summit in January 2024. In other news, firm timelines will be fixed by the government with regard to the exemption provided to early-stage startups from complying with the provisions of the Digital Personal Data Protection Law related to limitations on storage and usage of consumer data without their consent. In an interview with FE, Minister of State of Electronics and IT, Rajiv Chandrasekhar said that early-stage startups may be given a period of 3 to 6 months to test their products, during which they will be exempt from certain stringent provisions. The minister said that the purpose behind providing them a grace period for complying with the strict provisions is that such firms are in pre-business stage. Lastly, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the chief of Wagner Mercenary Group, is being presumed dead after a private jet crashed in Russia's Tver region. The Wagner boss was on board along with 9 others, including his close confidant Dmitry Utkin. The Russian Federal Air Transport Agency has confirmed that there were no survivors in the plane crash, and an investigation is underway to ascertain the cause of the crash. The news comes months after the 62-year-old spearheaded what's known as Moscow Mutiny. The June events were the most serious threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin's leadership and could have plunged the country into a full-blown civil war. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.